Praise the Lord. All right, let's praise the Lord together. Go ahead and get this road off the show. There you go, show on the road. Don and I talking dogs football, and I'm not giving up. I didn't give up last year when they lost to Auburn. I'm not giving up this year unless they lose again. And I still won't give up, right, Don? You know, the idea that we can come here and be in the presence of the Lord is really special. But the idea that you don't have to come here to be in the presence of the Lord is even more special. You know, you'll meet Terry in a few minutes when he introduces us. But we just had a meeting with one of the CoStar representatives. And I was able to mention this luncheon because I had invited her to it. And Terry, that flowed so well to be able to tell Dee Dee how we recognize God doing things and how we recognize that he's always doing something. Right out of Blackaby's experiencing God. God is always doing something. We just need to be able to recognize what he's doing and get involved with him doing it. Daryl Lyle is here today. Daryl, would you come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting? Let's welcome Daryl Lyle. He's in the real estate business.
I appreciate it, Larry. Yes, we're grateful to have new people here today. Look forward to fellowshipping and look forward to breaking bread with everybody. I think we have a few more that are supposed to show up. Let me just go ahead and pray and then let the program get started. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for this time of breaking bread. Father, we thank you for the men that make it here every week and those that try to make it here every week. Father, we ask a special blessing on all of those business men and business women. Father, we thank you for the depth of relationships that we have coming out of this fellowship. And Father, I thank you for the hearts of these two men that have been so diligent in putting this on week after week since 1985. Father, I ask a special blessing on them. Father, I ask a blessing on the hands that prepared this food. Father, I ask that you would bless them immensely. Father, we thank you for the servers as they diligently serve. And Father, we thank you for this food, and we ask that it would nourish our bodies so that we may better serve you. And it's in Jesus' beautiful, precious, wonderful, and exalted name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I heard a ding. It was probably my phone. And if not, then you might check yours. We serve a God that has more terrific things for us than our mind can comprehend. I think it's Ephesians 3:20 that talks about that. The goodness of God, our mind just can't comprehend. But yet so many times when we take charge and we forget that God's supposed to be in charge, we start to analyze things and figure it out without following him. And I hear so many people talk about walking with God, and that's good. But then what if you get out ahead of God? That cannot be so good. And I think that we that make him a part of our daily life and our quiet time, scripture reading, fellowship, can understand when we're getting off track pretty quickly. And very quickly we know where to get back to. It may be that it takes me calling Hines and sharing something with him that helps me to understand an adjustment I need to make. Or it could be something that I just sit down and say, wow. maybe even pick up a book and start to read it. And bingo, there's the very thing that was bothering me about something that happened last week. And I didn't let it go completely. It's one of those red flags that ran up. And you hang on to it. And suddenly, that's the reason that resonated with me. I think many times we try to operate, and I told Terry a while ago at the office that his function, he'll explain to you in a minute. I'm not going to get in detail of that. But he is in a particular role at our real estate office that was vacant. And I was thinking about that early this morning, Terry, as I got this together. And you can take, in fact, I wrote down, the individual parts are not as effective as the whole of the parts. You take these vehicles out here and take the battery out of them, and it doesn't work. Well, the battery is an important thing for the fire, but there are other things in that car. If you take it out of there, it doesn't work. And even some things can be taken out, and it'll work, but it doesn't work as well. You know, our walk with the Lord is that way. If we fail to follow His direction and be obedient on a matter, it can cause a real hiccup until we recognize it and say, God, I'm sorry about that. Man, I really missed it there. And get forgiveness. We can do that, see, because we've got a personal relationship with Him. I was reading this morning in the New Testament, but yesterday morning I was reading in the Old Testament. Those are two parts of the Bible. And you hear about New Testament churches. You cannot forget about the Old Testament. That is part of the Bible. We talk about salvation and the Bible not being necessary for salvation. I don't know. I'm not going to get involved in that. Jesus Christ, we know, and the point the person made is the Bible's not necessary for the salvation, but Jesus Christ is. And see, that's something that can be debated. That takes me back many years ago to the Marietta Baptist Tabernacle that had gone under and really had some problems, and it was on the front page of the Atlanta newspaper. Jamie Buckingham was a speaker at the full gospel meeting, and he had a copy of that paper. And he said, in Christianity, we shoot our wounded. Because in that article there were people talking about him being critical of other Christians. Jamie that night shared, and as he shared, we bowed our head and closed our eyes for prayer. And we looked up, Jamie was gone. Of course, I knew that he had to leave and get a plane. But he was gone from the head table up there. And it was like he came there as a prophet and delivered that message that was so powerful. I want to tell you that you too may have a word as a prophet from time to time. The Lord may share something with you that somebody else needs. And they don't even know you could be the source of it. Let me share this scripture out of Proverbs. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That red flag or that thing that kind of hangs on can mess your heart up. Your heart can't be fully focused on God if you're focused on a negative. I encourage everybody, if you encounter a negative, an obstacle or something that's keeping you from flowing through our life, particularly if you're a spirit-filled Christian, if you've got anything that keeps you from flowing forward, handle it. Handle it now. The longer you put it off, the longer you're moving away from where you need to be. In Matthew, I was reading this morning, in Matthew 15, it says, then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and ask, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat. Jesus replied, and why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? And he went on to explain how you're supposed to honor your father and your mother, and yet, the scripture was too long for me to include it, and yet they did not follow that to that extent. And that's the reason he said, and why did you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? And what it meant that what he had said, that the people would give their money to the church instead of giving it to their parents who needed it. And that's what he was making reference to. He says, you hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. Eddie Mayfield and I had breakfast yesterday morning. He told me about the choir that he sings in going up to the Brooklyn Tabernacle. And he said, you know, something that had really resonated with me is worship in spirit and truth. And I thought that was neat. In fact, I was going to have Eddie share that, but he said he's going to run a little late. It was neat that Eddie really hung on to that. Because worshiping in the spirit, we understand. Particularly those that receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But it can get to a place that's not the truth. Spirit and truth. See, I think our lives ought to be that way, governed by the spirit and truth in the things we do. And the way we keep those aligned is to be in His Word. His Word, other people, the church, prayer, that's the way Blackaby says God communicates with us. And circumstances. Sometimes circumstances will be the way that the Lord will speak to us. I know some of us have gone through some tough spots that we had to learn some things and we couldn't have learned it any other way. But what we did is recognize that we can get through those and we can continue to have strong faith and see it be such an important part of our life as we have the opportunity to influence others for Him. That's what we need to be about. If we get our priorities messed up and we start, as I did many years, focusing on that financial sheet, my financial statement at the end of the month has got to grow by so much, and at the end of the year it's got to be up here. That was misplaced priorities. My daughter came over with her two dogs and spent the night over the weekend. And those dogs got up on the couch with me, and I'm trying to be nice to them, but I didn't want them in my lap. And she took a video of it, and she sent it out to the family. And my other daughter said, oh, you need to get him. And Abigail, the one with the dogs, said, this is Dad and his grand dogs. So Brittany says, you need to get a bumper sticker for him to put on his car. I love my grand dogs. And I said, I'll not put that on my car. That will be priorities terribly misplaced. That's what we have to do, though, in our relationship with God. Make sure that we don't misplace those priorities. Make sure that serving Him and our relationship with Him is priority. You know what happens? Other relationships develop. And God takes care, just like I shared last week, Amy, when I came to your brunch and spoke, how God, and in fact, Amy, Terry's here. What I shared there, and Terry, I shared about you out in Covington, because that week I wasn't sure. That's right, man. And when Terry shares in a minute, he'll probably tell you that I got his back, and he'll tell you how that happened. Meantime, well, Eddie, we've already talked about you. Good to see you here. I got something to share with you after the meeting. It's really good. So, praise the Lord, Hines. Come on up. Praise the Lord.
Thanks, Larry. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985. That's 33 years for those that are good in math here. So, and the purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. And our speakers are, yes, sir?
We're all in the business of God.
Yes, we're all in the business of God. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yes, our brother went to the high-tech prayer breakfast last Friday, which was a good breakfast. We tried to, our main speakers, we always recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling. Larry and I reserve that for ourselves. We do that before the meeting real well. So if you're here for the first time and feel comfortable to do so, just stand where you are. Briefly give us your name, where you work, and how you found out about the meeting. And if you're in a job transition, the kind of work you're looking for. So I understand we have a couple first-timers. Okay, just
real briefly. There you go. Terry Mercer, and Larry invited me. Been in the real estate business for quite some time, and recently took a position as managing broker at Virtual Properties. Awesome. And have known the Lord since I was 16.
Great.
Which is at least 10 years.
10 years. Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Terry. Anybody else? You've been here before, right? Yeah. Let's see. Who hasn't been here? Tom Townsend, you've been here. You want to introduce yourself? Okay, real quickly.
Hey, I'm Manav, and I'm a software engineer at a company called Movius. So I don't own a business right now, but I mean... I'm selling my talents in the marketplace, so making sure I can be the best I can be.
And who invited you? Jimmy, right? Jimmy Lafatola?
Yes, Jimmy.
Awesome.
He did.
Good to see you. Thanks, Manav. Here you go. I'll give you a water. Okay, I think, let's see, you're my brother-in-law. That's right. Okay, just checking. Sorry, I don't want to joke too much about that. Okay, I think we're ready.